Yo, what's good? Yo, what is up? Happy Thursday, y'all. This is the AJ Half Cast episode 15. Moving right along here. I'm really starting to get the hang of doing this every night, and it's definitely fun. It's become something that I actually look forward to when I get off. I mean, it's already been fun for me just doing this period, but it's being that I do it every night, it's something to look forward to. And I think that's pretty cool. Yo, I was just watching Cops, and the shit funny as hell. Just watching Cops, and because it's they didn't do it like Dateline. They didn't do it like Dateline. What actually happened was there was a guy was flirting with this 15-year-old girl, with the actual girl. Like, because Dateline have actors. You know what I mean? And she did the right thing. And I guess she went to her parents. Her parents got the police involved. And I guess they gave the police access to the account. So they had like the officer like faking as the they had the officer actually under her account. And this girl is only, she's 15. She lets it be known that she's 15, and he's like, "Oh, I hope you like it rough, because that's how you're gonna get it." I mean, and he's talking crazy. Like, yo, he's fucking. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker is crazy. Why, yo, you bugging? You know what I mean? And so they have the fucking cop. They leave. They agree to meet, and they have the fucking cop sitting there. The cop got a wig on, with a big hoodie. He's dressed like a 15-year-old girl. Like, from a distance, you can't see. Then as soon as the truck pulls up, he's like, "Yeah, get the hell out the car." And the guy's like, "No, I wouldn't do nothing like that. Like, yo, you knew she was 15, dude. Why would you even come to meet her?" "Yeah, I wanted to meet her in person so I could tell her she had a problem and she needs to get help." "Yeah, right, buddy. You're going to jail." "Oh, what's that in your back pocket? A condom?" Yeah, you're going to jail, buddy." You know what I mean? Because I guess in that state or whatever, it's illegal to lure. Even luring a minor is a crime. Today, this is something that I already knew, but I was reminded of it today. I had to remind myself today is that when you be the good soldier and go the extra mile and mostly do things that you really don't have to do, but you know, like, you don't bitch about it. I mean, thankless jobs that you just like you're just soldiering on. I mean, people tend to take it for granted. When they take it for granted, that's when you gotta make them respect it. Right? That's when you gotta make them respect it. When you go from giving them when you go from giving people premium and supreme, and they get spoiled and they don't appreciate it, that's when you start giving them regular again. That's when you start giving them, that's when you start giving them the watered down regular again, the bare fucking minimum. Keep that in mind. Maybe that's a gem you can use in your day to day. Don't forget, don't forget that if you're good at what you do, I mean, if you go above and beyond. If you perform, outperform, yeah. I mean, like, watch out for those that might take advantage and try to piggyback on your work or any aspect of your life. Yes. And for that, I'll take a sip. Salute. I got some stories. I got some stories for y'all. What's first up? I think I ran into a couple fucking weirdos tonight. Yeah, and it's funny that I even seen that episode on Cops because this is the first story. Man accused of exposing himself in Murray Hill on leave from dance studio. What the fuck is wrong with these people? And yo, his name is crazy. Jacksonville, Florida. Following reports of a man who repeatedly, not just a flash, not just a quick whip it out and put it back in. No. Oh no. Who repeatedly exposed himself in the Murray Hill neighborhood. Jacksonville police have made an arrest. Records show 37-year-old Savory Morgan, not Avery Morgan. No. No. Savory Morgan was held on a $2,500 bond, that's all, as of Thursday night. News 4 Jax has learned the man worked with children. What? You working with kids and you're doing shit like that, doing a Pee Wee Herman at a Jacksonville area dance studio. So what the hell was he? Florida Ballet. I would not, after this, I don't want you nowhere around fucking my kids. Well, if my kids took ballet, if you know what I mean. I mean, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said it was first sent to the neighborhood on April 15th after a report of someone exposing themselves while performing a sex act. Oh my God, yo. But following the initial police report, additional social media posts began to emerge that appeared to be related and indicated the car type of car he might be driving. Good. Yeah, they told him on his ass. You just riding around with you just all around town whipping your dick out. Which it's not cool, man. It's not cool. For several days, sorry, the police have been looking for the car. They said on Tuesday, someone spotted the car. Took a picture of the license plate. Yo, this social media shit, this like, yo, this cell phone shit is, this shit is the truth, man. This shit can get you jammed up if you're not like, this is not like 1976 where like you just flash somebody and then they go and they gotta go tell. And like, know what I mean? And by the time it happened, you're long gone. No, you could flash somebody and they could take a picture of your ass, and like within minutes, the police will be on you. Like, yeah, this social media shit, yeah, this cell phone, this technology shit ain't no joke. He looks stupid. Morgan was questioned and then arrested at his job, as you should just be completely embarrassed. Like, this deserves embarrassment. I think embarrassment is the only thing that may deter these people, because people with these type of urges to do like deviant shit like that, I don't even think jail. Like, they don't stop until they get caught. And then when they get out, the urge bubbles back to the top again, and they just can't fucking help themselves. I really think so. Like, I don't think there's no reform for people with this type of fucking perverted thinking. I mean, but that's, hey, I could be wrong, or it could just be a case by case basis. I mean, like, who knows? I mean, like, wow. Savory? That's a hell of a name. That's a hell of a name for a perv. Yo, to have a name Savory and be in prison and they ask you, yo, what you in for? Yeah, I was pulling my dick out. Savory. Oh my God. It's just the association of the name and the fucking actions won't look good to a bunch of men in prison. I guarantee you. All right, moving on. Yes, Savory. Which, I don't know. It's just wild. Yo, this is fucked up, man. Yo, parents charged in death of 2-month-old girl whose head was slammed against the table. Whoa, fracturing her skull. 2 months. They look like some fuck ups. Everybody doesn't need children. You know what it is? You know what's fucked up? Is that if you're in a bad place where you can't either afford a child or you just really don't want the child, or like if you feel like you have a problem and you can't take care of the child, do you know how many people that's out there, how many couples that have great jobs and great homes that will take that child and give it the best opportunity to be as successful as humanly possible? Like, it doesn't have to. Like, you don't have to keep the child. Like, you don't have to have an abortion. If you don't believe in abortions, you don't have to have an abortion. But always remember that there are couples out there that can't have children that will take a cop, that will take a kid and raise it right and love it and give it a wonderful life. That option is definitely out there also. I mean, like, parents with an alleged drug problem. See? Got a drug problem. You don't have time. You don't want no kid. You're trying to get high. That's your job. Your job is trying to get high. You know what I mean? And this don't look, if you've seen the pictures, it don't look like weed, baby. It don't look like just a little bit of bud. Parents with an alleged drug problem now face charges after 2-month-old infant girl's head was slammed against the table, fracturing the baby's skull and leading to the infant's death. Jesus. Amanda Green and Lamont Daniel Backus are currently being held without bail in Monroe County in Pennsylvania, the jurisdiction where they are charged. Yo, Pennsylvania is a commonwealth. They could give them 2 people life if they want to. That's a fucking commonwealth, yo. Like, you could get smoked out there. They could give them 2 parents life for that shit. I mean, the Monroe County District Attorney's Office said that the Monroe County Coroner, Thomas Yana, conducted an autopsy on the child and found the victim suffering a gaping skull fracture on the left side of the head and numerous scalp and brain injuries. Oh my God. Brain hemorrhaging, hemorrhaging in both. Oh my goodness. Authorities said that the Pocono Mountain Regional Police Department responded to a 911 call March 19th, where they found an infant dead in the apartment of the 29-year-old Tony Christensen, who was described as Green's friend. Police made arrests at the time. Well, damn. God damn. Initially, all three of the individuals, Backus, Green, Christensen, were arrested and charged with endangering the welfare of a child and drug offenses after it was discovered that all three were using drugs in the presence of the children in the apartment. You fucking fuck ups. I mean, like, god damn, yo. Like, additionally, Backus was charged with simple assault. Prosecutors say that The initial story was that he left the apartment to buy heroin and that there was nothing wrong with the baby when he left. God, man, like, yo, like, what the fuck is wrong with these? Yo, heroin is a fucked up, yo. Once that heroin get a hold of you, it is hard for you to shake that shit, yo. Like, that's like one of the most addictive drugs out there. And like, oh my God, yo, like, wow. You see, they put the, you see that, it was to the point where just because they want the heroin so bad, they don't have a babysitter, so they're willing to get high in front of the children. Jesus, they don't have anywhere else. Like, oh my God, dude. Let's get these scumbags off my page. I'll take a sip. I need a sip out there. I don't need a sip. I would prefer a sip. Bunch of fuck ups. Next door. I don't know why I put that in that order like that, but I'm glad I got that shit out the fucking way. That's a fucked up story. Yeah, yo. Subway bomber sentenced to life in prison for terror attack. And this shit made me laugh because, yo, how you get caught with a dud? Yo, I will be mad as fuck if the bomb ain't go off. The bomb ain't go off, and the first thing you think is like, damn, I'm going to jail, man. Like, I mean, like, at least if the bomb went off, it wouldn't be nothing left of you to fucking prosecute, right? Yo, a man convicted in federal court for the 2017 terror bombing attack in a New York City subway station was sentenced Thursday to life in prison. Yeah, you piece of, you fuck up. Don't they teach them fuckers how to make the shits? Like, I mean, Akaye, Ula, what? Could be, I think that was a good first try. Could be seen, there won't be a second. I mean, it'd be seen on footage in an underground tunnel walkway detonating a bomb on his person during morning rush hour, December 11th, 2017. Six people were injured. Ula injured his hands and his stomach. That's all that fucking happened. That bomb was supposed to leave nothing left of him. And, like, and at least the people within, like, the immediate vicinity of him. Like, and then after that, it was just supposed to fan out to multiple injuries. Like the devastation that was expected of that bomb was like, let's just say he's one of the underperformers that doesn't deserve the appreciation. The tunnel connects two subway lines between Port Authority Bus Terminal, a major transit hub that accommodates 220,000 passenger trips a day. The 31-year-old Bangladeshi man was convicted on 6 counts after a 1 week trial in the Southern District of New York in 2018. Two charges included using a weapon of mass destruction. Not. I would definitely fight that. Because there was nothing massively destructive about that piece of shit dud. It was a fucking dud. Yo, carried a maximum sentence of life in prison. On the morning of the lone wolf bombing attack, shortly before detonating his bomb, Ula posted a statement on Facebook referring to then, yo. I'm telling you, this social media shit, man. Like, yo, it's a, like, yo, you gotta watch what you put on the social media shit. You think folks ain't, you think that shit won't be used against you? Or you think that certain law enforcement officials and shit, you think they not watching? Nah, man, like, yo, like, I'm telling you, man. Or maybe they were watching. Or, yo, I don't know. I can't call it, yo. Like, nah, man. Like, yeah. They said he posted a statement referring to Trump, saying, "Trump, you failed to protect your Trump. You failed to protect your nation." And then he went on to the subway to detonate a bomb that motherfucking flopped. Yo, I would be talking shit to him in the police car all the way down to the jail if I was a cop and be like, "Yeah, you think he failed to? I think he did a pretty good job on this one because look, your bomb didn't even go off." Yo, well, I also posted an ISIS slogan so that ISIS would know that he had carried out attack on a terror group's behalf, dummy, according to the criminal complaint. According to authorities, the bomb was composed of battery wires, metal screws, and a Christmas tree light bulb. What? The light bulb, a Christmas tree light bulb. That's the shit that threw it off. Yeah. That was the part of the recipe that fucked your bomb up. Oh, excuse me. Ula's motive was clear and unambiguous, a deeply held ideological hatred for America, Manhattan U.S. Attorney Strauss said in a statement Thursday. Ironically, Ula's actions only resulted in reaffirming the greatness of America by displaying the fairness and impartiality for which our justice system stand. Dude. Ula received a speedy, fair public trial and was convicted by a jury of his peers. Akayid, Ula's message of hatred clearly backfired. It didn't backfire. It didn't fire at all. His just sentence of life in prison only exemplifies that cowardly acts of terrorism will be met with law enforcement's unwavering resolve to protect our core values of freedom and democracy. Let freedom ring. Yeah, look at this shit. Yo, and I'm looking at the picture, and the shit don't even look like it gave him a fucking rug burn. It just ripped his shirt up and scratched his stomach. Yo, I bet you ISIS is somewhere like, yo, he making us look bad, man. He out here making us look so bad, bro. Like, yo, we ain't got nothing to do with him. We don't know him. We don't know him. Nah, man. Like, yo, he ain't one of us. He's trying to be down, but nah, man, like, yo, we don't fuck with him like that. Yeah. Yo, this shit is wild, yo. Like, a woman is arraigned for shooting her ex-girlfriend in the head. What makes somebody so? Ooh, look at that fucking picture. Yo, what can make somebody so angry that you want to kill them? And like, I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I will leave you if you made me so mad. That I wouldn't even never have the urge to want to kill you if we're in a relationship and the shit goes sour. I would just leave and get on with my fucking life. I mean, like, that's it. That's how you win. I mean, that's how you win. You don't feed into the motherfucking argument. You don't feed into the anger. You don't feed into the petty back and forth. You just go on and you live your life. Know what I mean? And do better. Know what I mean? You do better. You stack your bread. You know what I mean? You start working out and shit. Know what I mean? You start like, know what I mean? You start going out and having a good time. Know what I mean? And eventually he or she will see that and they'll realize that they messed up. Know what I mean? Or they won't. Know what I mean? But yeah, just but to kill somebody. And also, I'm selfish to the fact that if I kill you, we don't even go together. We don't even fuck around no more. And I'm going to jail for the rest of my life. I don't even have a chance to bounce back with a better relationship to prove to you that I'm the man. Okay, what happened? A Brooklyn woman who shot her ex-girlfriend of 20 years dead in broad daylight on Wednesday was arraigned for murder on Thursday, while her family revealed she has mental health problems and was holding a grudge after splitting up with the victim 3 years. God damn, 3 years? Yo, I don't care how bad I have mental health problems. After 3 years, I think that's more than enough time to fucking get over it. Letitia Bell, 38, shot her on-off girlfriend of 20 years. See, that's the problem. Can't never be, shouldn't be no on-off. It should be either on, completely on or completely off. Know what I mean? You're stringing people along. Know what I mean? Like, and I'm pretty sure that if you were with somebody for that long, you know that they're a little off in the fucking head. Nichelle Thomas, 52, in Park Slope, and so Letitia Bell shot Nichelle Thomas in Park Slope, an affluent area of Brooklyn, on Wednesday afternoon. She walked up to Thomas and put a gun to the back of her head and then pulled the trigger and fled the scene. God damn. Bell later handed herself into the police. She walked into a police station and told the cop on duty, "I'm turning myself in for the homicide. The gun is in the bag. I need to talk to a homicide detective. I did the shooting." God, man. Yo, the sister who not did not want to be named, even laid the blame with the victim, claiming she wouldn't leave her sibling alone. "My sister's been dealing with mental issues for a very long time. The other party was aware. I'm so sorry she had to go through this. I'm sorry, both of them had to go through this." Oh man, yeah. Goodness gracious. Like, yo, but what it is too is that if you're in a relationship and you love somebody, and if it's that volatile that it's like on off, I mean that first spat, that first time you find out that he or she has mental problems, you tell them like, "Yo, we're gonna take some time off. You gotta get some help." I mean, because your mental health, I'm not qualified to deal with the type of shit you got going on up there in your noodle. I mean, like, I'm not. I mean, like, I wish you the best. I mean, but yeah. You just gotta be flat out. You gotta sit them down and like, yo, you gotta be like, yo, if it's like, if you take your medication, or if you just need to like see somebody like once or twice a week. Know what I mean? Like, I suggest you work through this. Know what I mean? Because, like, but I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified, and it's not fair for me to have to deal with your mental imbalance or your chemical imbalances. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then from there, I'm out. Know what I mean? That's not being selfish. That's not being hurtful. That's just being like, that's being 100% honest, and that's telling somebody what they need to hear and not what they want to hear. Know what I mean? Like, yo, and that's the truth. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. Damn, just walked up on her, walked up behind her, shot her in the goddamn head. Yo, like, fuck, man. For that, I'll take a sip. You know, all these relationships where men and women be like, "My boyfriend's crazy. You're crazy. My woman's crazy. Yo, you're crazy. You're crazy." That's not healthy. That's not healthy. Know what I mean? That's not. Nah, that's not like the possessive and and just the violent outbursts over petty shit, and it's not healthy. My woman is, y'all think that shit is sexy? You think it's a turn on? You think it makes the sex good because it's volatile and it's passionate, and you don't know that you're bonding with someone that's not right in the fucking head. So when you try to leave, how do you think that's gonna fucking end? Know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's funny, but it's definitely not funny because sometimes it results in very bad circumstances. But like, if you think it's cool that yeah, my man's crazy, yeah, something he ain't right, yeah, he ain't right in the head. Y'all be telling y'all girlfriends like y'all bragging about that shit, or y'all be telling y'all homies like y'all be telling y'all friends like that's something to be proud of, like. That's something to brag about. I mean, like when you don't know low key that that person might really need some fucking like some meds. Okay. Delete this. Tell your girlfriend to get some fucking help. She's crazy. Yo, what's next? Yo, here we go again. Yo, New York man arrested after posting on dating app that he did storm the Capitol during riot. Now, yo, you think 5-0 ain't looking at this shit, man? Like, yo, they be looking at this shit. Like, yo, you young boys with them fucking guns, you know what I mean? And these motherfuckers here that be posting this shit about po posting government shit. Know what I mean? Like, yo, they monitor everybody's shit. It's just that, like, it's such a large percent of people. How do I put this? Okay. Everything is monitored, or everything is at least recorded to be monitored later. Like, it's a transcript, at least a transcript. If it can't be, if it's too much volume for it to just be like monitored by the human eye, it's at least meant to be transcripted, or it's ran through a fucking certain thing that detects algorithms that may be like that may be a signal of something dangerous, or like just it just they have a system that runs through that combs through this shit. Like when I drop to these platforms. You don't think they have a they have they're monitoring this shit. But what I'm saying it is just so like insignificant that it's just chatter. That's what they describe it as. They describe the shit as just chatter. Everything on social media on all different platforms is considered chatter until they get something that pings. You understand me? Until they get something that fucking pings. And this fucker here trying to get some pussy flirting with on a dating app like he did something heroic, posting the fucking storm in the Capitol. Now I mean, now cops came right to his dumb ass. Let's see what happened. Another New York man was arrested for his role in the siege. At the U.S. Capitol back in January, law enforcement learned that he talked about storming the Capitol on social media and a dating app, according to prosecutors. What fucking dating app was this? That shit funny as hell. Man, Robert Chapman from the Putnam County town of Carmel was arrested Thursday. I don't know why I did that voice just now. By the FBI, damn, the FBI came for his ass. For the events in Washington, D.C., January 6th, charged with trespassing, disorderly conduct on restricted government property. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, this shit, yo, there, get it's light. This is light for these people. Know what I mean? Like, because they could have easily been charged with fucking treason. I mean, like, that's fucking treason. I think it is, anyway. The FBI was provided information regarding Chapman's social media posts in the days following January 6th, in which he is pictured in Statuary Hall in the county. He put a picture of him. Yo, he might as well have turned himself in, just like the girl that shot her ex in the back of the head. It's the same thing. Know what I mean? Like, I did storm the Capitol, and then he made it all the way into Statuary Hall. Like, what the fuck? In addition to the Bumble, oh, it was Bumble. The FBI was informed about a Facebook post in which another person shared a photo of Chapman inside the Capitol, captioning it, "My dear friend and pro star Robert made it in the Capitol building yesterday." At the protest yesterday, woo, woo-hoo. In the comments, a man with the username Robert Arab, whom officials believe to be Chapman, wrote in response to others, "These are your peers, colleagues. They are a bunch of little bitch trolls, keyboard warriors, and who don't do a fucking thing, according to court papers." Oh my God. Yo, this shit goes on. Nah, man. Reveal a video of Chapman. Basically, they can. Basically, they know that he's not lying. He's not just flirting to get pussy. Now, I mean that it's legit that he was there, that he was part of the shit. And Chapman appeared via teleconference. I hope he wasn't giving anybody any butt shots on this one. If you listen to last night's episode, this girl, this nurse, now I mean this nurse had a had video court. I mean, you can see the people in the video court, like you can see an officer's badge. I mean, and shit, like, so these are like legit people. I mean, they like legit, and you can see the fucking girl. I mean, with the syringe sticking the shit in a man's butt cheek, like, yo, in front of the whole motherfucker, basically in front of the whole court. Like, in front of the court team, whatever the hell you call that shit. That shit was fucking hilarious. Now, man, and, he was ordered released on his own recognizance, according to the. Yo, these people are walking off, because, yo, if, I don't know, you get the right president, and they might have been like, yo, that shit is fucking treason. I want all of them charged with fucking treason. Now, I mean, so, yeah, they're getting off, man. Like, oh, man. And for that, oh, I'll take a sip. Next story. What I got next? Because I really like talking to you guys. Yeah, I don't know what all the controversy is about this shit. But, nah, man. Hold up. Here we go. Do you think spanking a child is acceptable? Spanking a child is an acceptable form of punishment? Actress Eva Mendes, with her fine self, stirs debate on Instagram. What is the debate about? I mean, like, and this is my goddamn show, so here's my fucking take on it. I mean, before we get into this shit, is that I do believe in physical and physically not in disciplining your child. Physical discipline. But in the event that you feel like you have that all other options have been exhausted and you have to physically discipline your child, you make sure that they thoroughly understand what they did to deserve said discipline, said physical discipline. You gotta make sure, because if you're just hitting your kids out of frustration and, pardon me, and they really don't understand what they did to deserve it, that causes the effects. That's what causes the, like, I think that's what causes the effects of, like, getting them to the road to the point where they don't give a fuck if you spank them. They're just gonna go back and do the same shit anyway. Why? Because when you first started doing it, you weren't explaining to them why they shouldn't be doing it. So they just figured, like, it's a normal thing. I mean, like, they should really understand that for me to have to feel like I have to physically discipline you, then I've exhausted all the other options. Here's what you did wrong, and this is why you're going to get what you're going to get. I mean, and make sure you're very clear to them about this. I mean, at any age range, at any age, I don't think any age range is like meant to be like spanked. Now I mean, not like I don't know. Now I mean, I think around like I don't know, two, three, a little pluck on the back of the hand. Now I mean, like a little pluck, like three, a little pluck on the back of the hand. Now I mean, like yeah. What the fuck is that, yo? We used to get whoopings. You hear stories about us. We grew up fine. Know what I mean? Getting beat, hit switches, racetracks, extension cords. Why? Not listening, being hardhead. Told you a million times, stop doing that. Told you a million times, stop doing that. Don't stop doing that. I mean, like, yeah. So, should you spank your child? Let's see what her take was. Let's see if they have she had a take. Should you spank your child? Hollywood actress Eva Mendez, fine. Sparked lots of talk on both sides with a post on social media. To spank or not to spank, that doesn't sound right. To spank or not to spank, that is the age-old parenting question. I'm not often asked what my favorite parenting quote is, but I'll post it anyway. Spanking does for a child's development what hitting a spouse does for a marriage. No, that's different. No, that's different. No. Yeah, that's different. I respect her. I respect what she says, but I just don't agree. You know what I mean? Like, a spouse is grown. You know what I mean? Your spouse should know right from goddamn wrong. You know what I mean? When you have a spouse, you're not raising a spouse. You know what I mean? You're not raising a spouse. When you're raising a child is different. A child is different in the way that you have to set a path for them to walk on, for them to learn, for them you have to point them in a certain direction to walk, for them to walk a certain path, and for that maybe sometimes you might have to pop them up against the pluck them in the lip once or twice, or pop them on hand, or smack them on the bottom or something like that. Know what I mean? Or if they get a little bit older, they get a little bit mouthy, you hit them. It's the difference between spanking and abuse. Know what I mean? Like, and yeah, it's a difference. And it's a big difference between spanking and abuse. Abuse is just, you're just taking any aggression out on your child for whatever reason, because it rained and you wanted to go to the park and you're pissed off. So your child is defenseless. So that's what you take it out on. That's fucking abuse. Know what I mean, like, spanking is physical discipline. That's all it is. It's just making sure your child knows that what they're doing is not right, it's not acceptable, and this is what it's just a penalty for your actions. That's all it is. Spanking does for a child's development what hitting a spouse does for a marriage? Like, first off, don't hit your spouse. Don't. First, yeah, don't hit your spouse. Like, I would probably, who, okay. I would probably agree with her. I think there are other ways to discipline, said Lauren Ying of the Upper West Side. What? I'm from the island. We were raised with our family spanking us, but I know now in this generation you should give your child a chance. Oh, pussy. Jackie Wong of Mount Vernon. The spank in the butt for kids, definite smack on the hand, that should be allowed. Another person say, yeah, come on. And it makes the kids not be any fucking pussies. Know what I mean? What happens in the fucking playground, in that first playground fight? When that goddamn kid hits your child, know what I mean? And your kid's never been hit before. Your kid's never had any physical contact other than fucking hugs before. Shit, man. Like, what happens then? Know what I mean? Like, yeah, Mendez, a mom of two, was flooded with a range of similar comments. Yesterday, this quote, I don't understand how spanking is deemed acceptable for a child when it is frowned upon for adults, because if you're hitting a fucking adult, that's assault. Yo, I'm not ready. If I get a wife, and I'm not beating my wife. First off, I'm not beating my wife. Know what I mean? But if I feel like I have to hit my wife, then that's not physical discipline, that's abuse. I mean, because my wife is a grown woman and she should already know how to behave, right? I mean, as a woman, I mean, so why I'm not hitting her? It's I don't get it. I would just like to say that I disagree with her take on it. Now, I mean, but I respect the fact that she has a point of view to say that she to feel that way. I mean, like I don't know. I mean, me put I got my ass whooped a couple times. I got my ass whooped a couple times. I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast before, but when I was in like let's say third grade, so I was about, I don't know, 8, 9. I mean, went to McKinley School, and I had a friend that lived close to the school. We all lived relatively close. I mean, within walking distance to the school, but hey, after school, can I go over to my friend's house? Go play. He got some new toys. He got hot toys. I mean, no, you come home. I mean, and you come home first, and then later on, if I figure you feel like it, you'll go. You'll come over. Actually, like 3 times. And one time, I just was like, yo, fuck that. I'm going to Patrick's house, and I'm just gonna play with his toys for a little bit, and then I'll come home when I goddamn feel like it. Yeah, right? That's what you want to think, right? Yeah. Now, I mean, like, yo, I was at his house playing. Now, I mean, everything was cool. Now, I mean, I don't know, say 20 minutes, 25 minutes, there's a knock on the screen door. As they got the screen door, and I look up at the screen door, and my mom was looking at me through the screen door. How the hell did she know where I was? One of the neighborhood kids ratted me out for a 25-cent bag of chips. So it's where I was, and then it's the neighborhood that's like right next to where we live at. Now, I mean, and then you go through, like, you cut through the fence or whatever, you cut through the opening, and then it's my set of buildings in that area. So while I was walking through this whole neighborhood, my mom was walking me, and all the kids and everybody, even the grown folks, was looking at me like I was marching to my fucking death. And it's like, oh, you about to get it. Like, yo, so apparently my mom was walking through that whole hood looking for me. Like, you know what I mean? She was looking for me. You know what I mean? Like, because I didn't come home. And at that age, you don't realize when kids don't come home, that normally means that something horrible has happened. That's what I didn't understand. You know what I mean? But the ass whooping I got. Woo-wee! You ever get an ass whooping and you're sitting at the table crying, sniffling? Do that damn homework, boy. Yeah, that was physical discipline. You know what I mean? Because I brought my ass home. I learned that lesson that day. I learned that lesson. You know what I mean? Because kids get kidnapped. All types of shit happen. You bring your ass home. So, yeah. And yo, that was a woo wee. That was a story for y'all. I mean, like one of those go pick the switch yourself type of fucking, like, yeah. Ooh, man. Oh, God. But look at me now. I'm fine. I mean, could just say, like, I respect the right for her to have an opinion. It just so happens that that's one opinion that she has that I don't agree with. I mean, like, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tweet back at her or whatever and do the shit that you fucking trolls be doing. Like, she's really gonna read it anyway. Like, she really gives a good goddamn. She said what she said. I mean, and that's all it is. Next story, baby. Yo, this shit was funny as hell. Man with powdered nose charged for drug possession. Threatened to kill mom of brother's child. The mom of his brother's child. What the fuck? This motherfucker had a little bit of snow on the bluff. Talking shit. Talking shit to his brother's baby mama. That's how you know he was geeked up. Know what I mean? What the fuck you arguing with another man's woman for? Got a little snow on the bluff there, buddy. Know what I mean? Like somebody's been into the powdered donuts. But a North Carolina man found with powder on his nose has been charged for possession of cocaine. They just scraped a little bit off the nose and put it on a scale. Yeah, it's half a gram. Lock him up. Jermichael Baldwin, 30, was arrested for fleeing officers on foot. Yep. Pulling away and kicking. Yep. And when they responded to a call last week about property damage in Limbaugh, about 71 miles north of, damn, he's covering a whole lot of fucking land. The outlet, yo, they got the, oh my God, I'm gonna take the fucking picture. Know what I mean? Like, yo, he still got the coke on his nose. Oh, put the shit on my Twitter page. Yo, this motherfucker wildin', yo. Yo, he wildin'. I'm about to post this shit right now, yo. Yo, he fucking wild. He still had, they ain't even wiped the coke off his nose, yo. Police mad disrespectful, yo. Like, nah. Yo, they mad disrespectful for that. Yo, Jermichael Odell Walton, in addition to the drug charge, he was charged with threatening the mother of his brother's child, to whom he said, I'll come back and kill you, or my cousin will roll through and kill you. What the fuck type of shit are this they on? I mean, the suspect is allegedly involved in two other cases. Now, I mean, both pending. One is for marijuana possession. See, that's why you smoke weed. You won't find weed on your fucking nose. Now, being like, I mean, and the other case is for reckless driving and driving while his license was revoked because of an earlier conviction for driving impaired. Wow, he's just a yeah, you're a goddamn menace, man. I mean, like, oh man, he's going pretty. That sounds like that list sound, that sounds like some prison time. That sounds like the judge is kind of tired of hearing from you. I'm tired of seeing you in my courtroom, coke nose. Yeah, 2 years. 2 years. Terroristic threats? No. Give you a five with a fucking three. Yeah. See you in 18. I mean, see you in fucking 18 months. And you still have like 2, 3 years fucking parole, you fucking loser. Bang, get the fuck out of my courtroom. Get rid of this fucking story. It's my last story, y'all. It's been nice. It's been nice fucking with y'all. Take a sip. This is a doozy. Salute. Man sentenced to prison after profiting off convincing patients they had less than 6 months to live. Yes. Scams. Let's get into this one. The Texas man will spend the next 2 years in prison after he played a part in a multi-million dollar hospice care fraud that routinely falsified medical records to convince patients they had less than 6 months to live. Okay. This first piece right here is, wow. And because I don't know that much about the medical field, but this is what this country is. You only get 2 years after you've took these people hard-earned money. I mean, you've gouged somebody, you probably gouged the insurance companies. I mean, like, in which the insurance companies are thieves themselves. I'm surprised they didn't step in to fucking make sure he got more than just 2 years. 2 years? That's all. for a multi-million dollar hospice care fraud. Now, I mean, and think about what you're doing. Now, I mean, you're conning people into thinking they're gonna fucking die, and you're conning their families into thinking they're gonna die. That has no merit. Now, I mean, that doesn't figure in into the fucking sentence at all. Just 2 years, a multi-million dollar, now I mean, hospice care fraud. Now I mean, this whole phrase had nothing about the toll that it took on the family members. Think about that. I'll read this one again. A Texas man will spend the next 2 years in prison after he played a part in a multi-million dollar hospice care fraud that routinely falsified medical records to convince patients they had less than 6 months to live. A hospice is where you go when it's pretty much official that you don't have long enough, that you don't have long to live. I mean, yeah. Now, falsifying medical records should be like very. I don't know why he only got 2 years, because I don't know what it has to be something in the HIPAA law, and the HIPAA law is Health Information Protection, Health Information Privacy Protection Act. Now, I mean, it should be something in the HIPAA law where falsifying medical records should be highly illegal. Like, that should be highly illegal. Like he should, yeah, that shit should be tacked on to a sentence, and he's only getting 2 years. This is why everybody be like robbing banks. Like, yo, you could rob a bank and get like only like 3 or 4 years, but you rob a convenience store and you could get like 10 to 15. I mean, like, just because of shit like this. I mean, because, oh God, yo, like Jose Garza, 44, former operations manager for the Maria Group, was sentenced to 27 months behind bars Wednesday after he recruited patients through the Rio Grande Valley, bribed doctors, and directed hospital employees to fake charts. Jesus, the Department of Justice announced. All right. Garza was part of a larger scheme by the organization, which had the slogan "Hospice that you don't have to die to use." That is fucked up. I told you what a hospice was. A hospice is where you go to make sure you're comfortable, that you're not in any pain. Like, they make sure you're as comfortable as you can possibly be, because it's certainly guaranteed that you're gonna die soon. That's what a hospice is. I mean, like, hospice that you don't have to die to use. That was the fucking slogan. Garza pleaded guilty in September 2019 to conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, and has since been ordered to pay $4.7 million in restitution to victims. Whoa. Whoa. Damn. Between 2009 and 2018, the Maria Group was found to have falsely convinced thousands of patients with long-term incurable diseases. I'm sorry, it's not funny. That they were near their natural death. Top brass at the company would bribe physicians with illegal kickbacks if they indicated on medical records that their patients were terminal, according to the DOJ, Department of Justice. Rodney Mesquias, 50, the ex-owner of the Merida Group, was sentenced to 20 years in jail. Yeah, somebody went away. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for. Somebody had to do the big time for that shit, because that is huge, fucking with medical records. That is fucking huge. Like, the insurance companies are just that. The insurance companies are just that. They're insured. Like, that money can come back. I mean, like, but, like, yeah, you're fucking with medical records. That's like, yeah, woo. Sentenced to 20 years in prison, December 2020, while Harry McInnes, the former CEO of the business, was sentenced to 15 years, smacked his ass too. Rodney Mesquias and his co-conspirators preyed on the most vulnerable population. those in need of hospice and home health care to line their pockets with millions of dollars and engage in lavish spending. I bet they were. Like, yo, spin it fast. You don't know how long this shit is gonna last. Assistant Attorney General Brian Bankowski. Okay. Well, that was a good first try. Of the DOJ's Criminal Division said in 2019, I thank our law enforcement partners for their hard work and dedication in bringing these healthcare fraudsters to justice. We look forward to continuing, damn, what, I can't read no more? I mean, our partnership as we expand the strike force into the Rio Grande Valley. Jesus Christ, yo, they was frauding the fuck out of people, man. Like, but there's always consequences. Somebody gotta do that 20, man. I mean, like, yeah, but it's been a hell of a show. Yes, it has. Always a hell of a show. I mean, damn, an hour and 1 minute? Yo, it does not seem like that. But with that, I'm gonna wrap it up. I mean, it's always been wonderful talking to you guys. I mean, if you fucks with the show, reach out. Let me know. It's open up a dialogue. I mean, you can find me on Twitter at Rise and Shine, RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. Find me on Instagram. I'm not really on the gram like that, but if you holler at me, I'll holler at you. Fuck it. I mean, like Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT, or you can just hit me on Avery Johnson. I mean, like Avery Johnson on Facebook. Hey, I'm on there. I mean, so with that, I mean, like, yo, y'all be safe out there. I mean, don't let nobody tell you about to die and you got to give them $100,000 for them to put you. Yo, that's a wild one. I mean, like, yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.